Oh yes, that I really don't know what it's called unless it's a grass strip.
Okay.
Now, in the boulevard, that's not what you're talking about, but the strip's in the middle between the two sections of the street.
A grass strip is one that's given. Something that someone wanted to chase a dog away might pick up
a stick.
Or something hard.
A stone.
Now,
I'd be more likely to call it a rock.
You make a distinction between rock and stone?
Uh-huh. A stone is something that has been worn smooth by erosion or by rapid motion, as in the river. And a rock, to me, is something that is younger and newer and has jagged edges.
Okay. And he...
Drew.
All right. You go to a friend's house and ring the bell and there's no answer. You say, well, I guess she isn't
home.
And you might... someone said, I don't like to eat this cereal dry. I'd rather have it...
with cream.
All right, or using milk, you say, I would...
rather have it with milk.
All right, and then, or the other way, you might say dry or with...
dry with...
with, yeah, well, another way of saying dry, instead of using dry, you might say, you said with milk or with...
plain.
Uh-huh, or with...
nothing.
Or with that.
What milk or without, is that your
problem? Yeah, that's right.
Is that your problem?
That's it, that's my problem. If he wasn't going away from me, he was coming...
toward me.
Alright, and you hadn't seen someone for a long time, if you won't tell your husband, guess who I ran?
Ran into today.
Yeah, and we named gave the child the same name as... an uncle or something, you say, we named the child...
Far.
And a four-legged animal that barks is a...
is a dog.
And a call to a dog to attack another dog.
Attack.
You might say attack, if you just have any...
Seeking.
Yeah. Now, a dog of mixed breed.
It's a dog. It could be called a cur, I suppose.
Well, do you ever use anything like a scrub or a feist or a mongrel?
A mongrel, yes, and I have heard the term feist. My father used to use it for a small terrier sort of dog of mixed breed.
Mm-hmm.
We're more likely just to say it's all dog.
Okay. And he was by a dog, he was...
he was bitten.
You say that the dog...
bit him.
I saw...
a dog bite.
Yeah. Now, the expression dog bit, is that at all familiar to you?
I have heard it. Uh-huh. I think that's something that Mrs. Hill might say. Uh-huh. He was dog bit.
Uh-huh. And the principal milk-giving animal is a...
cow.
And the male?
It's a bull.
Now, do you remember ever hearing any... term, either technical terms used by farmers or euphemisms used in the presence of women, or used by women instead of using the term bull?
How dare. A male cow, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't, it sounds
that?
A little strange,
no,
but I think
that's one of them, sure. And two animals, talking about, they sometimes use horses to plow, but some people have used...
oh, mules.
And two of them together would be a...
a team of mules.
All right. If you're talking about shoes, you'd say a...
pair of shoes.
Would you ever use that with mules?